Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with our latest Big Brother 16 exit interview podcast. This is going to be a lot of fun this morning. We're going to speak with DJ Pau Lachey. Pau Pau is going to be our guest here this morning. Talk to her about everything that went down in the house this week on a very, very fun season so far of Big Brother. Last night, we had another really, really fun show. We talked with Matt Hoffman and Ian Terry, as well as Brian Lynch, about everything that happened on the Thursday episode of Big Brother on eviction night. We talked through the eviction. We talked through that crazy, crazy veto ceremony. And then, of course, what the new HOH is, or H-O-H, if you want to be grammatically correct, what they are planning on doing as Derek and Nicole will make their nominations sometime today. Also, we are getting ready for our big live event coming up next Sunday night, when I will be recording a live Big Brother podcast at the Hollywood Improv with Brendan and Rachel. Tickets are $10. We hope you can come out there and join us in person if you're in the LA area. For ticket information, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/RHAP live. That's robhasawebsite.com/RHAP live. Okay, we're going to go ahead and bring Paula in. If you want to make sure you never miss an episode of our Big Brother podcast, you could subscribe on iTunes to our Big Brother podcast feed at robhasawebsite.com/BB podcast, or for all of our shows on Rob Has a Website, go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. All right, let's go ahead and patch her in. She was the second person evicted from the Big Brother house. She is Pau Lachey. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Paula, are you there?
What's up, Rob?
Paula, how are you?
Hey.
Very excited to talk to you, Pau Pau. I know you are a DJ and I'm a podcaster. I feel like we have a lot in common.
For sure.
Anyway, so yeah, last night you were eliminated from the house. It was a 10-2 vote. It was sort of a very, very crazy week in the Big Brother house. Okay, yep. Let's get into it. We have so many things to cover. There was a lot of questions this week over whether or not you threw the challenge. I know you said with Julie it was 50-50. Once and for all, was that a thrown challenge or were you trying?
I was actually going into the competition. I wanted to throw the challenge, but in the middle of it, I had a change of heart. So I wanted to throw it in the beginning. And then when I heard Brittany, you know, ask, hey, are you like working with Devin? And I was like, oh, crap. Like, I kind of was just like, you know what? We're going to try to win this challenge. But what happened was Brittany kept pressing the freaking button, and we were just like, I think we were just like getting scared at that time of losing. So we kind of like lost control of the game a little bit. And but I feel like if I went in the game and changed my heart right away, like instead of thinking of throwing it, I think that we would have won it, you know? But it was like, it was really hard. Like the position that I was in was really hard, because like Devin was behind me and he's like looking at me, and like, you know, I really care for Brittany. So it was just really tough. So that's my answer.
All right. And did you intentionally not wear your glasses for that challenge?
In the beginning. And then I remember Hayden telling me, like, you have to go get your glasses. Like, well, you know, you're squinting your eyes. Like, obviously you can't see. And I think that's when Brittany was like asking me if I was, you know, going to throw it a challenge and if I was working with Devin. But I did have a change of heart in the middle, so, of the game.
All right. Now, you said that Devin has 5 personalities and they all suck, and you'd rather stay with your head on the toilet for a week than stay in the house with Devin for another week. Now, did you resent Devin for making the deal with you to put you on the block and use the veto, or were there personal reasons why you didn't like him so much?
Well, that's one of the reasons. I definitely think that Devin obviously have different personalities, and I think that he made a deal with like everybody in the house, and his game was just like really terrible. He sucked at like the game itself, and I got pulled into it, and obviously, you know, I was mad at him for not you know, going through what he said, and he should have used the POV on me, but like all of a sudden he used it on Brittany, which I want to know why. And I still, like, we're still questioning that, whether or not he really likes her, you know, or he's just making up like another lie. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, Paola, if you had some kids, then maybe he would use the POV on you.
I know, right? Maybe I should get bigger boobs or something.
Paola, if you had kids, if you had a daughter, it'd be different. I'd take you off the block, bro, but I'm sorry. But I'm interested to know about your veto speech, because it was very unusual. You got up there and you just started like modeling a little bit. Were you confident Devin was using the veto on you, and then that's why you gave the speech that you did?
Yes, I was. I honestly, you know, we had a little fight, and he said that, like, you know, like when you walk out of the veto meeting, go upstairs right away. I had like a little bit of suspicion of whether or not he was going to use it on me, but I was still kind of confident, you know, that I was going to be safe. So yeah, that's why I did my little model veto speech.
Okay, so then after that happens, then Brittany gets the veto used on her. She comes off the block. But then first she says that you were her target, and then she wants to keep going after you. And mm-hmm. she ends up going further, calling you out in front of the house. Was that called for?
I honestly don't think that was uncalled for, because I definitely think that that was just way too much. And obviously, I didn't even know what Brittany was thinking, because she was being weird. But I was just mad at the fact that Devin didn't use a veto on me at that point. I couldn't really be mad at Brittany, because I know where she was coming from. It was just a crazy veto meeting, honestly. Like, I don't even know what to say, because it was just like Brittany going at, like, you know, after me with that, with her speech. And then I was like, great, like, now everybody thinks I'm a liar. And then, you know, Devin not following through with our deal. So I felt kind of like screwed, you know?
Yeah. So that was crazy. And then you started going after Devin, and then eventually Zach starts going after Devin. Now, did you see the episode?
No.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen anything yet.
How long did that veto ceremony go for?
A long time. A long time, because it was like, I did my little like speech, I guess you could call it. And then Brittany said what she had to say. And then when the veto meeting was actually like over, and it was used on her, she was like, okay, everybody stay here. I have something to tell you about Paola. Like, you know, she backstabbed me. I thought she was my friend. And then all of a sudden I went after Devin, and then Zach was like after Devin. And then me and Zach started fighting outside. It was just really crazy.
Yeah. Now, they had said like that veto ceremony was about like half an hour. What was most of that time? Who's talked for the longest? Was it Zach yelling at Devin?
I think definitely Zach yelling at Devin.
Yeah,
for sure. And he had a lot to say, and it was like things that was just really deep and personal. So I would have to say Zach.
What did Zach say about Frankie that got Frankie so upset?
I think that Zach definitely tried to throw Frankie under the bus, because he was pointing at Frankie, and I know that, you know, Frankie's a flip-flopper, so you don't know where his head is at. But I don't know exactly what what Zach thought about Frankie's game, but I know for a fact that, like, Zach was going to try to throw Frankie under the bus.
Now, you ended up getting in the fight with Zach this week, and then I think you called him a jerk on the episode last night when you were watching his final words. Why was there a friction between you two? Because you guys were both on the block against each other, or was there more to that?
Zach is, honestly, he is a jerk. And before that, he had this mood swings, and like he was totally not talking to me because he knew, or I guess he knew something about my deal with Devin. And then when we were on the block together, he is actually the one that I wanted to go. But I also had a crush on Zach in the beginning of the show.
Whoa.
And yeah, and I told him that I was like, if you didn't open your mouth, I probably would still had a crush on you. But yeah, we have a love and hate relationship in the house. So
wow. Did it bother you that you were one of the only people in the house not in the bomb squad?
What's the bomb squad?
Oh no, Paola.
What?
You have a lot to watch on these shows.
What the heck is the, wait, what?
The bomb squad's like a 10-person alliance at this point that Devin started.
Are you kidding?
I'm not. You and Jocasta and Donnie and maybe Nicole, I think, are the only people not in it at this point.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Brittany's not in the bomb squad either. Oh my God. You have to watch the tapes. Okay, so if the whole house thought that you were so bad at competitions, why did they want you out?
That I have no idea, because I obviously am not a threat, and I didn't even know about the bomb squad. Wait, this is crazy. So they don't want Devin out.
I think they do, but
okay.
He was a big part of it, and then he's gone. That he's too crazy. They can't deal with him.
Wow.
Okay. Well.
Oh my God.
Now, do you know that Frankie is the brother of the pop singer Ariana Grande? Do you know this yet?
You're kidding.
What have you been doing the last 14 hours?
Obviously, arguing with people in the house because I didn't even know what.
Yes. Yes. You're a DJ. You must play Ariana Grande music.
This is so nuts.
Oh my God.
What the? I have to watch all the episodes. I knew there was something about Frankie, but I didn't think he would be. Oh my gosh.
Do you know that there's a Team America that Frankie, Derek, and your buddy Donnie are in?
What?
Yes, yes. They told you it was a twisted summer.
You're kidding.
I'm not
my
joking.
My best friend Donnie is in an alliance with Frankie?
Yes. Yes, and America picked it out.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
This is so nuts. This is so crazy.
What was it about Donnie that made you guys such good friends?
Well, we became really close when we were both put on the B.O.B. together.
Yeah.
And I think right after that, we just connected and we just became close. So I think that's what happened, because I feel we went through tough times together, and then that's how it all happened.
You know, early on in the game, you had a big crush seemingly on Cody. Why weren't you able to get anything going there?
Well, Cody is a flirt, and I think that's his strategy, to flirt with all the girls. I thought he was super cute, but then I saw how he was flirting with all the girls, and I definitely knew that he was not into the whole showman's thing with me anyways. So, but I don't know. And him and Zach are best friends. I would have probably maybe gone after Zach more.
Whoa.
Cody at the time, but I don't know.
Now, speaking of Zach, he was campaigning so hard this week. Now, did that make you change any of your ideas about how you were going to campaign? Because by comparison, it seemed like you didn't try super hard to stay in the house this week.
I knew that Caleb was probably going to work with Zach. At the time, I felt like my strategy going into this game was to try not to campaign that much, because Zach is, I guess, a better speaker than I am. And I felt kind of awkward campaigning against him, I guess. And I should have campaigned more, but I just didn't know exactly what to say, because, Zach is he's very smooth, and, he's going to use the fact that I lost all the competitions and that he's a better competitor and all of this. So I kind of almost gave up, almost, but, I still had that hope that hopefully I'd still get 6 votes, because I know that Caleb, Amber, and Frankie, Donnie, and Jocasta, and Victoria promised that they would have my vote, but obviously not, because it's 10-2, so.
Yeah. Speaking of Caleb and Amber, do you think that things will work out with those guys? Do you think they'll end up getting together?
Personally, no. That's from what I've heard from Amber, because Amber says that Caleb is not her type. So, you know, and she also told everybody in the house that she doesn't like him. But is there something that you
know? No. You know about as much as we do on that one. Now, are you friends with Gina Marie from last season? And if so, have you heard from her since you've been out of the house?
I actually, yes, I am friends with her. We're not super close, and I haven't really heard from her at all.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Paola, this was so much fun to have you.
Thank you for telling me everything, because I would have never guessed that. Oh my God, this is just so crazy.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets about your Big Brother experience? Because, you know, you came in, and I think that people felt like you were going to be really feisty. I saw you, you know, mixing it up with Jeff Schroeder, and I thought that there was going to be a lot of conflict with you in the house. But then ultimately, you seemed to get along pretty good with everybody.
Yeah, actually, you know what? It was really hard for me to stay low in the first week, because, you know, I didn't want to be a target. But obviously I lost it the second week, with Devin. I definitely wish that I didn't trust Devin, and that, I listened to Brittany more. And, that was like my biggest regret, because I feel like, you know, I didn't deserve to go home. And he's the one that should be going home, but obviously it's, you know, it's a game, and he definitely screwed me over.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, don't worry. I think Devin's going to be out pretty soon. You don't have to worry about that.
I hope so. And I honestly, like, if he tries to add me on Facebook, I'm not going to accept his friend request.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. All right. Well, Pow, can't wait to hear stories about you and Donnie out clubbing in New York. All the best.
You.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. That was DJ Pal Lachey. Very good spot here on Rob Has a Podcast. Thought she did a very, very good job here. Lots of fun and so much stuff that she didn't even know about, which I find very hard to imagine, because I feel like if I was in the Big Brother house and I got out, I would be like, oh my God, tell me everything I didn't know. But I suspect maybe Paola just went out and had a good time last night, perhaps. So fun stuff with Paola. Of course, our next Big Brother podcast is going to be on Sunday night live after the episode. Join us at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday to recap the nominations and Battle of the Block show live and talk about all the events from over the weekend on the live feeds. Of course, our podcast today is sponsored by our friends over at DraftKings.com, which is America's favorite one-day fantasy baseball site. Fantasy baseball at DraftKings is getting huge, because anyone can enter with just a few bucks to win a ton of cash. People have turned as little as $11 into $4,000. Another player won $100,000 in their first time ever playing, and somebody even won $1 million at DraftKings.com. Seriously, $1 million in one day playing fantasy baseball, because DraftKings takes watching baseball to a whole new level, because you can win instant cash every day with every game, because it's so easy to play one day fantasy baseball. There's no season long commitments, no being stuck with players, just instant cash every day. So right now you can score free entry into DraftKings' biggest fantasy baseball contest of the year, over $3 million in cash prizes and $1 million for first place. Enter ROB today at DraftKings.com for your free shot at hundreds, thousands, or even $1 million. Free spots are going quick, so enter ROB now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. All right. Thank you guys so much for checking out our exit interview podcast. Of course, next Friday, we will speak to the third player evicted evicted from the Big Brother house, and we will keep going every Friday up until we get to the point where we reach the jury. I always love to hear what you guys have to say about the podcast, so please let me know what you thought in the comments on robhasawebsite.com, and then be sure to come back and join us on Sunday night when our guest will be Adam Pock to talk about everything from the weekend on Big Brother. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy. Hopefully everybody has some good weather for this summer weekend here in July, and we will talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye.